Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Let's see what's happening on the pace from Harness Racing New South Wales. Good morning, Amanda Rando.
Good morning, Sean Cosgrove. Another big weekend to look forward to in the harness racing world. We've got group racing at Menangle tomorrow night, but we also have the Breeders' Crown Finals at Melton also on Saturday night. So a lot to look forward to. And because of that, I thought we'd catch up with trainer Kerry McDowell this morning. She's got horses racing everywhere this weekend, New South Wales and Victoria. She had a starter in Victoria last night as well, so she's very busy. But I thought we'd get her on air just to get some of her thoughts about her runners this weekend. So good morning to you, Kerry.
Good morning, Amanda.
Thank you for joining us. Your Victoria campaign this week started really well with a winner last night at Ballarat, thanks to All Star Magician.
Victor drove him last night for us down there. Dean's been down there for 3.5 weeks with Victor and Michelle Lee Mack, of course. And last night he finally got the win. He's been the one that's persevering with All Star because when he wants to perform, he can. But he's one of those horses. It just depends on how he's feeling on the night. And Victor gave him every chance, put him in it, and he managed to hang in there. So he did a great job for us last night.
Yeah, he got there by a half neck, and it was the horse's first win since February. Did he just go down as a companion for some of the other horses racing in Victoria?
Yes, he is Michelle Lee Mack's travel companion. He went to Queensland with her for the APG final. She just stays nice and calm and relaxed whenever he's around. So he's like her, surrogate big brother.
Well, let's talk about this special little filly. She's racing in tomorrow night's Group 1 Breeders' Crown Final. How is she heading into this big race?
She's been really good. She's been, exceeding our sort of expectations, running, over a longer distance than that. She's been doing everything right. You know, Dean's got her down there at the moment and been looking after her. And each hit out, she's, backed up. She's pulled up real nice, beaten up, doing all the things she's supposed to. So she's doing really well.
Yeah, well, she hasn't missed a place. She placed in the heat and then she placed in the semi as well.
That was Colin's intention, just to get her into the race and she does the rest, really. So Colin's done a great job with, his driving tactics and everything as well and making sure she's up there. And like I said, we've been really impressed with the way she's running on, over that longer distance. She's been doing great.
Because with the two-year-olds, they don't get a lot of opportunities to race over that longer distance. Tomorrow night, Barrier 10, how do you see that fare for her?
This is where Colin comes into play, but, he's following Majida. It all depends how space what everyone else is going to do on the inside of her. You can't really predict what's going to happen. But, she's got the engine there. We know what she can do. It's just going to be up to Colin to decide when he's out there how things pan out. But we expect to be up there, right up in there in the finish.
Yeah, well, she's certainly done a good job this season for her first season. And she provided you with your first Group 1 win as a trainer when she won the Bathurst Gold Tiara in March. So I guess she holds a special spot in your heart too, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You remember those nights like they were yesterday and, you can only hope that she continues on with, a great racing career, and she is very special to all of us, to Colin and Dean and Cheryl and his daughter Michelle as well, being named after her, and the fact that, she's out of one of our broodmares, one of our best broodmares ever, Duet. So, she's very, holds very sentimental value to all of us.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. And she just, with her second-placed effort at Bendigo last start, she pushed her earnings over $100,000, which is quite impressive because she's only had the 11 starts to date.
I was only looking at that the other day thinking, wow, she's very special filly. And, we tossed and turned about whether or not we were going after the Breeders' Final. We thought, do we put her out and let her spell? We'll give her a week, see how she she fares, and she bounced back fine. Like, she, you know, no worries at all. So that's why we decided we'll go down and we'll give it a whirl and see how we go against the Victorians.
Yeah, well, this interstate travelling doesn't seem to bother her. Like, she's already gone up to Queensland, as you mentioned, and finished fourth up there in the APG final, and now she's in Victoria and racing just as well. So do you think this travelling's and this experience is also making her flourish?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think it is. She just keeps, you know, with each race experience, she just seems to, you know, take it under her. With every stride, it doesn't seem to phase her at all. But I imagine, you know, Dean does a great job. You know, he's the one that takes them away and travels with them and looks after them and everything. So he does a really good job, you know, keeping them at their best.
Yeah. So you're, as I'm taking it, you're staying back home?
Yes. I'm the one looking after the remainder. We've got 27 in work. And we've just put a couple out for spelling. But, yeah, I look after the majority ones up here at home, and Dean's got the task of taking the ones that have got to travel.
Interstate. He gets the good job.
Yes.
You've got, you're racing tonight at Bankstown, and you're also racing tomorrow night at Menangle. So I might just touch on your starters at Menangle tomorrow night, because you've got a Thunder Dance going around in the Group 3 free-for-all. And unfortunately, his winning streak came to an end last start, but he's certainly in this race with a chance, do you think?
Yeah, oh, definitely. He's always, you know, we always think he's got a really good chance. Just obviously you start getting up in the grade, you know, with this new rating system too, it sort of takes a little while to get your mind around that. But he's always there with a chance. You know, he's been done a fabulous job for us over his whole racing career. But this season has seemed to be, you know, one of his better ones. You know, we've got sort of seven starts and he's had five wins. So, you know, they've all got to lose sometime.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been trying to get him to races since then and that, and they just haven't stood up elsewhere. So, you know, he's up against, you know, some really good horses tomorrow night, but he's always there with a chance, you know.
Yeah, well, some of the mile rates he's won in this time in, you know, around 151 and change. So he certainly seems to like that speed. So do you think, you know, racing in this higher grade and following the speed of some of those better horses is going to suit him?
Well, honestly, I mean, you kind of don't have a choice on him. Anyone that's driven him knows that he loves to run, you know, and he kind of makes up his own mind, you know. We at home, usually it's only Dean that does his track work, because for the first 600-700, it's a little bit scary because we've got a little few little downhills and uphills here. So, but while Dean's been away, Johnny Ogden's been doing a fabulous job for me. But he has a mind of his own, so you really don't have much of an option.
So it'll be up to Lockie Manselman to sort him out tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah. But Lockie does a great job too, racing him and that, and he likes him. You know, he really likes him. So when you've got somebody that enjoys driving the horse, I think it's a great combination, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Lockie, he's on all your other horses tomorrow night, including Valendo Denario, who's going around in race 8. Are you happy with his work?
Yeah.
Or her work, rather?
Her work. She's another horse that's, you know, we picked her up. Colin bought her last year as a horse that was up and running, and brought her over just to keep his hands, you know, in the game, because a lot of ours go out spelling around sort of this time. And she's been a real, you know, I wouldn't say a pleasant surprise, but a good surprise, because she's a horse that is quite difficult. Everyone knows her on all the tracks now that she has to be let out. And even after the race, she's a handful. So she's very strong-minded and a very strong mare, you know. She's done a great job for us since we've got her.
Yeah, well, she's ticked over 40,000 in prize money and won 6 of her 24 starts this season. So she has done a good job for the team. And in the last tomorrow night, you've got Cherokee Warrior going around.
Yeah, Cherokee, he was one that we also purchased from New Zealand, sort of up and running. But when he got here, he had a few little sort of issues that we just had to work out and whatever. So he hasn't had a lot of start for us since he sort of got over here. But he's another horse. I think he's a place chance tomorrow night. It'll just be the distance that, will probably sort of weed him out of a few issues. But, I think he's a place chance tomorrow night. We'll just have to see what Lockie can do when he gets out there.
All right. Well, you've got a big night ahead tomorrow night with all your starters in at Menangle and Melton, two group starters. So best of luck, Kerry, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Amanda. I appreciate it.
So there you have it, Cozzy. Kerry McDowell, she's having her best season to date. She's trained over 50 winners this season. She's one of our leading female trainers in New South Wales as well, and has a really strong chance at a bit of value in the Group 1 Breeders' Crown tomorrow night with Michelle Lee Mack.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, you have a wonderful weekend and lots of winners too, Amanda.
All right. Thanks, Cozzy.